Happy Sunday, everybody. Welcome into the Sunday morning edition of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Peralta here on bettingpros.com. We're always being brought to you by BetMGM. And well, it's been an interesting couple of days. So first and foremost, let's start talking about, well, the day from yesterday. I am currently watching the Golden Knights. They are up 2-1. If they win this game by more than one goal, if they cover the puck line, Saturday will be a day we'll be up. We'll be 2-2, and we'll be up money. That would be huge. If the Golden Knights do not win this game, it was plus 127. I said plus 172 because I do this weird thing sometimes where I flip numbers. I don't know. It's like borderline dyslexia or something. I don't know. But I do it occasionally when I'm tired. I'll flip numbers. And I was flipping the number last night. It wasn't plus 172. It was plus 127 for the Golden Knights on the puck line. But if they win this game by more than one goal over the Anaheim Ducks, they're up 2-1 right now in the third period. We're about halfway through the third period. If we get that victory, then we'll be up 2-2. If not, it's a 1-3 day, and it would be a 1-6-1 Friday, Saturday. It's pretty bad. So I warned you yesterday. I said, hey, I'm concerned. I'm worried. I was nervous about the Creighton Blue Jays. We got Michigan right, which was nice. Michigan's a wagon. They're just crushing people. So that was awesome to get Michigan right. But then not so much the Creighton Blue Jays, man. We'll get later talking about where for some tournament bets and whatnot, but I don't like what I'm seeing out of the Blue Jays. I'm concerned with them in non-home games when they have to go into a neutral court. I'm concerned about the Jays, but we'll get to that at a different time. And then we had an overtime loss to the Islanders. Unfortunately, they lose the game to the Penguins in overtime 4-3. I didn't see if it was a shootout or an overtime loss, but kind of a bummer there. They had a 3-2 lead late in the third period and they blew it. So that's just the way we're running. We're running cold right now. So because of it, I only have two bets for you guys today here. And then I've got a really cool strategy. Okay. I got something I did yesterday that I'm going to let you guys in on that it can't be officially for the podcast. It just can't be, but it can be for something for fun because it saved my day. It caused me to go up and it was nice. So I'll explain an NBA philosophy that I've been betting that I bet last night that I'm going to come back here. And I'm going to be a little bit more aggressive today on a Sunday than I was yesterday because I was trying it out for a first time. But before we do any of that, let me tell you about, well, Giannis. All right. The jersey giveaway, the Giannis giveaway is today. You have got to do it today if you want to get in on the Giannis Antetokounmpo jersey. Betting Pros will pull a name coming up tomorrow. So today is your last day. What you have to do is go to Apple Podcast or Stitcher, leave a review, screenshot, and go to bettingpros.com/juice. Okay. Bettingpros.com/juice. Fill out the form and you're in. Okay. That's how you enter into the Giannis Antetokounmpo jersey. Today is the last day to do that. So hop on that. Come on. That's too easy to do it for a Giannis autographed jersey. Very, very cool for that. Okay. So you got that. We've got the BetMGM offer, the risk-free $600 risk-free bet with that Juice100 promo code. You guys know it by now, but I mean, this thing is available in all sorts of states all over the place where BetMGM is local and legalized. Let me just rig you. I have to read this because I always forget to pull this up before I wind up talking to you guys. And then I got to scramble during the podcast to go ahead and do the read. And it's like, come on. Okay. Available in states, New Jersey, Colorado, Indiana, Tennessee, Iowa, Michigan, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Virginia. You must be 21 years or older. You must use the promo code JUICE100 when you sign up for a new account with BetMGM. You got a gambling problem, code 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado, Nevada, 100 Gambler in New Jersey and West Virginia, and 109 with it in Indiana. Okay, so let's talk about, first and foremost, something that I did yesterday that I think is unbelievable. Incredible. So Gilles Gallant works for Odd Shark, and I follow him on Twitter. He's been on my show a bunch over the last couple of weeks on my radio show, Pushing the Odds. And I started to watch and I talked to him a little bit about how he was gambling on the NBA. And for the last month, he has done something that's really unique. He has blindly bet every dog every day in the NBA. No handicapping, no breaking down who's in, who's out. He just waits until basically when all the big games start and he just bets the dog. Whoever the dog is, he bets plus money. and he makes money nearly every day doing this. He has told me that, look it, this is, the books are overcorrecting on the money line. For whatever reason, the books have a just a huge number up consistently on the money line. And you don't need to go 5-2 on a 7-day slate. You can go 3-4 and be profitable. You can be 2-5 sometimes and be profitable. There are 9 NBA games going tonight. 9 today in totality, okay? This is what you do before the games begin. Go there and bet the money line, okay? You're going to get different numbers across different books, but try to find the best numbers you can grab a hold of. And I did this yesterday, okay? So the Cleveland Cavaliers, I got Cleveland at plus 510. Cleveland beat Philadelphia yesterday. I got the Spurs at plus 120. The Spurs beat the Pelicans yesterday. I got the Knicks at plus 105. The Knicks beat the Pacers yesterday. And I got the Dallas Mavericks before the news of Kyrie Irving being out. I got them at plus 155. Mavericks beat the Nets. Now, the Nuggets killed the Thunder and the Jazz killed the Magic, and the Timberwolves got beat up badly by the Wizards. So the favorites covered in and won are those three games. But I just did this with 10 bucks, okay? I just did 10 bucks, and I was up 60 bucks. That was just, okay, 7 bets, 70 bucks, up $60, okay? That's what I wound up yesterday. Gilles does it for one full unit, and he wound up 5.5 units yesterday, which is basically what I was up, right? I got a little better odds on the game for, he got plus 460 or something like that on Cleveland. I got plus 510 on Cleveland, different books, different prices. So I was up a little bit more than him, but I mean, hello. So today I'm doing this. This can't count because I don't know. It's not a real way of doing it. It's 9 games. The money line are not out yet, so we can't bet this till tomorrow. But I'm taking a quarter unit, and I'm betting all 9 games in the NBA, and I'm betting the dog across the board. Now, here's the hook, okay? And this was shared in the Discord channel. This is why it's so awesome to be in the Discord channel. I have no idea who made this graph, okay? I have no clue who found this out. But as of last week, okay, as of the middle part of last week, I guess this came out. The two most profitable days for betting on moneyline dogs in the NBA are Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday. Up 16.5 units on Thursday, 13.5 units on Saturday, and 31.3 units up on Sunday. The dogs bark loudly on Sunday in 2021 for the NBA. Look, I'm not guaranteeing you anything. I'm not guaranteeing you that you're going to have this incredible, you know, no one's going to have this really in my mind in terms of, you know, we could get profitable. We could have a tough time with it. We'll see. But today I'm going 9 games across the board. We're going with 9 games, and I'm looking forward to seeing what's going to happen here. Sorry, I was watching the Golden Knights there, and they just blew a 4-on-3 power play there. That's pretty bad for the Golden Knights. That's not good for our bet here. We need the Golden Knights to get going here with 10 to play in the third period, still up 2-1. So tomorrow there are 9 games. And again, I can't tell you what games to bet because I don't know what the games are going to be. But the most profitable day in the NBA to bet on the money line to take the dogs are Sunday, so far here in 2021. So that's what I'm doing. 9 bets. I'm taking a quarter unit. I'm betting all 9 games. Let's see what happens. This is for a bet. You need to have a little bit of a bigger bankroll, okay? This is a flyer. You have to be able to lose all 9 bets, okay? Because you're betting underdogs. And if the favorites all come in, you could be in trouble. Like real trouble on a goal by the Ducks. That's just brutal. All right. So it's going to be a bad day for us. Oh, that's a brutal goal given up by Fleury. That's really sad. 9 minutes to play. So it's not totally dead, but that's not great for us. Maybe a 3-2 win for the Golden Knights, but that's an ugly third period goal. All right. So not good. Not a good run we're on, but I warned you. Oh, man, that's a high stick. Is it not? Wow. Oh, no, the puck came down and then it was poked in. Okay. So that's how I'm betting the NBA today. 9 plays across the board. We're taking them all. We're betting them all. So, okay. you have to have a bit of a bigger bankroll. Like, don't be, if you have a small bankroll, don't do this because it can wipe you out and you have to be able to absorb this. But this is what I'm doing today because I was up $60 yesterday by betting $10. So why not get more committed with this? Why not go a quarter unit? Let's actually see what we can make, if we can make some real money on this with 9 games going. So 2 games to give you in college basketball. It is fade Iowa time. Okay. It is time to fade Iowa. They just got a bad injury report coming back where they're going to be without one of their key players. And Iowa is not good right now. They haven't covered their last 2 games. They lost by 22 to Michigan. They won by 6 against Penn State. But this Ohio State team has lost back-to-back games to Michigan State and Michigan. This is an angry Ohio State team at home. I'm actually a little surprised at the number being 2.5. I think it's mostly because of the fact that well, Iowa matches up pretty well against Ohio State. And so I get the number, but I'm going half a unit. I'm taking Ohio State here. I think playing at home and knowing that they have to get going here, only a couple games left. They're at home, a chance to get a big victory here against an Iowa team that's reeling as well. But I just don't think Iowa's very good. Okay. I've been talking about this. You know, they're a top 15, top 20 team, somewhere in that conversation. I look at Iowa and Creighton in similar ways. Iowa's got the bigger stud. Luka Garza is an absolute stud, and Luka's going to be a matchup problem for Ohio State. There's no debating that, but I think Ohio State, this is a team, both teams shoot a ton of threes. So this is basically who hits their threes. I'm going to take Ohio State at home to do more so and hit more threes than Iowa. I don't expect a blowout, but I do think Ohio State wins and covers here at -2.5, taking the Buckeyes at home against Iowa, laying 2.5. And one other play to get into here today, and that is Michigan State on the road at Maryland. I got 3. The number's now 2.5. It's dropping fast because a lot of people are coming in on here on Michigan State, and rightfully so. Michigan State has covered the last 3 games against Indiana, +6.5. They won by 7. Against Illinois, +6.5. They won by 9. Against Ohio State, +4. They won by 4. Okay. Dog, dog, dog. Win, win, win. Outright. Here they go again on the road now. That was away, home, and home. This is away again at Maryland. Maryland has covered 3 of their last 4 games, but they've played Minnesota, Nebraska, Nebraska, and Rutgers. When they played a team that was decent in Ohio State, they lost by 8 as 3-point dogs. They beat Purdue by 1 as 3-point favorites. They were 3.5-point dogs at home against Wisconsin, and they lost by 6. So when they're playing good teams, Maryland's not that great, but Michigan State's been bad to the number this year. They're 7-15, but they're starting to come around, and Tom Izzo's team is starting to look good. I'm not fading Izzo. I'm riding Izzo here with the way his team is playing. They're 7-15 against the spread, but Maryland is 10-13 to the number. And again, they've played some lighter competition. This is Michigan State going through a gauntlet of Indiana, Illinois, Ohio State, and now up against Maryland here. They got a win. And they got to be impressive. I don't hate if you take the money line here for Michigan State. I think that's why the number's coming down. A lot of money's coming in on Michigan State. I took the 3 points. It's now 2.5, but I got Michigan State +3 on the road at Maryland for a half a unit. And let's see if we can get a W here for Michigan State. And again, I don't hate if you jump on the money line here either. So you can do that for Michigan State. So just 2 plays officially for the podcast here today with Ohio State -2.5 against Iowa, Michigan State +3 against Maryland. Now we've got 2 golf bets still alive with the WGC workday, but the course was brutal yesterday. John Rahm's going to tee off at 9:50 Eastern time with Adam Scott. He's got a lot to make up. He needs to do what he did last weekend, which is basically go up and throw like a 65 up. He's got to eviscerate this golf course. Played well on Thursday. He's played poorly on Friday and Saturday. I think 76, 72 is what he shot the last 2 days. So not great for John Rahm. Let's see where he winds up. I think a top 10 finish is probably unlikely for John Rahm. But tied for 11th is Tony Finau. And Finau's playing with Sergio Garcia. He tees off at 12:50. So we'll be watching Tony Finau if he can get into the top 10. He's at 9 under. He's about 6 strokes back. But he needs to shoot a really good score today. Colin Morikawa and Billy Horschel will tee off as the leaders. Brooks Koepka and Webb Simpson at 140. Rory McIlroy and defending champion Patrick Reed coming in at 130. You got to wonder, the course was so difficult on Saturday, you wonder if the pin placement will be a bit more generous, knowing the larger audience will be coming here on a Sunday and we'll see more people, you know, more eyeballs coming into play here for this event. So they may want to make the course a little bit easier, a little bit more fan friendly here. So hopefully that means lower scores and an opportunity for Tony and for John Rahm to put up a big number, but or a low number. So Finau top 10 is plus 175, even money on John Rahm. So I'm comfortable with Tony Finau here at plus 175. That would be great to get him to win, but let's see. He's got some work to do to get into the top 10. So the hope is he plays well on Sunday, and then we'll be up for the tournament with a couple of quarter unit plays going for golf here. I'm not going to bet NASCAR today. Okay. I'm going to sit and wait and watch NASCAR a little bit. I'll probably get involved with NASCAR when they come here to Vegas next weekend. So I probably get involved with that next weekend. And then next Saturday, I'm so glad I didn't touch the UFC card. Oh my gosh, that was just all those fights getting canceled, all those fights, you know, being removed. And then the main event, both fighters hadn't gone past the first round or the, like 1.5 rounds, and they wound up going all five. That was the most boring main event I've seen in a long time. That was brutal. And then, I mean, Canelo Alvarez, I don't know how you stop a fight after the third round and you have to debate whether it was a third round or fourth round stoppage because his corner threw the towel in a fight against Canelo, which was, you know, if you paid $100 for that, I feel bad for you. Like, that's just, that's robbery. And that's why boxing is in so much trouble right now. It still is in so much trouble. Your biggest star fighting some stiff. It was a glorified sparring session. That wasn't even a fight. That was a joke. I mean, why is Canelo even in the ring with guys like that? So, you know, that was brutal. You had to bet per round. And like, I guess you bet the first couple of rounds. Canelo really rarely ever stops anybody early. And he didn't stop the dude. His corner just gave up because the guy wasn't being responsive. The corner was yelling at him saying, you know, I'm going to stop this unless you show me something. And he didn't really say anything back. And so his corner was like, okay, we're done. Like, that's it. We're going to throw the towel in. So after three rounds, that was the end of it. Wasn't even like, I mean, they knocked him down, but it wasn't like a knockout like he had of Amir Khan or something like that. So Canelo wins that fight easily. So I'm glad I skipped on combat sports. And so today I'm going to go light today because I've been ice cold. So this is, you guys know this, when I'm cold, I shrink and I tend to kind of turtle a little bit. And so a 1-3, 0-3-1, and then 1-3. We've had these days before. If you're new to the podcast, just know that these days are common. Okay. This happens quite a bit. We always get resilient. I have other bets and plays going. So it's, you know, you say, oh my gosh, Matt, you're down. Well, look, that NBA play was great. that saved me yesterday. It was about decent amount. So I'll take that. So we're going to go back here again. Okay. So our plays for today, officially only two plays in college basketball. We're going Ohio State -2.5 against Iowa at home and Michigan State +3 on the road at Maryland for our two official plays. Finau and Rahm going in golf. And then a very unique way of betting on the NBA. Every dog, we're betting on all 9 games, quarter unit for me, whatever you want to bet. Not officially, because that's not really fair. This is just a experiment in a way, but I went 4-3 yesterday and I hit a +510 with the Cleveland Cavaliers doing it. So I'm going to go back here. And as I mentioned, Sunday has been the most profitable day to bet on dogs in the NBA on the money line. So we're going to do it again for 9 games coming up here today. We're going to track it in the Discord channel. So you guys want to play along? Feel free. Could be a fun little thing on a Sunday to go ahead and do that. And remember, by the way, I need you guys to get a bet together for Monday. The Discord bet is 1-0 after getting Duke right over Syracuse. So come back with another winner, guys. People are going to be watching and paying attention. Let's get a Discord bet win going again for Monday's podcast. So you guys have got to come up with a bet coming up for Sunday in order to do that for Monday's podcast. My name is Matt Perrault. You can follow me on Twitter at Sports Talk Matt every morning. It's the Daily Juice podcast right here on bettingpros.com, brought to you by BetMGM.